humans have a habit of being curious, of trying to understand things we can't explain, or trying to make sense of each and everything that we are surrounded by. Well, do you want to know a secret? Not everything has a logical answer. Welcome to Conspiracies Woven in Time. We found something really interesting for all of you. A diary entry of an archaeological survey employee, Rajesh, who was a part of the Dwarka expedition when it was found for the very first time.
1963. Well, everyone was very excited. I mean, why wouldn't they be? We just found the very proof of Mahabharata, the great epic that till now was considered just spiritual writings. It may have actually happened. We found the gateway to heaven. We found Dwarka. It's still so hard to believe we did. People have been looking for it for 30 years now. The story of the city talks about Krishna. Arjun's uncle and charioteer made Dwarka his kingdom to save the people of Mathura from constant attacks of Jarasandha, his uncle Kansa's father-in-law. Also, in all fairness, Krishna shouldn't have lived in peace after he had killed his uncle. But keeping in mind that this is the Dwapar Yuga, he didn't have a choice. Even today, people kill each other for the property, money, and everything that falls on that line. Agreed. Totally agreed that Krishna did not want anything. But as he said in the Gita, sometimes the only way to be truthful is by following your duty. I know, I'm an actual historian and I shouldn't believe in hocus pocus. As Krishna praying to Samudradev to give him a piece of land which is later developed by Vishwakarma. But it is just impossible to not believe in. As we swam around the ruins of Dwarka, its former glory could be felt. The power the place held was all around us. Sure, I mean, the story also says that the city of Dwarka was made out of gold and jewels. But none of the pieces of evidence found in the ruins actually pointed out to this being true. Although the stories suggest that Dwarka was the gateway to heaven, it could be possible that heaven was earth itself. A lot of our excavations point to the fact that it might actually be the gate before the arrival to India. The legends continue to point that Dwarka's submergence had two probable causes. One, after the death of Krishna's mortal body, Samudradev decided to reclaim what he had given. Because with Krishna gone, there was no real heir to the throne. While the other story suggests that Krishna's successors might have ended up killing each other and everyone in an attempt to get the throne which wasn't even theirs. Samudradev was obviously angered at this behavior and he drowned the city and took back his boon. Well, mythology can't be proved but only believed in. However, our search showed that around the same time, there was an increase in the sea level and a major increase at that drowned parts of the city. As a man of science, I want to treat this search like any other excavations, but it is just very impossible to do so. The finding of Dwarka is the proof of faith of millions of Hindus, proof that their religion is just not empty, that their gods understand their pain and lived amongst them. Maybe the archaeological excavations may disapprove the Mahabharata and this search sometime in the future. But even then, if believers believe, faith will always win. Well, I'm off to the celebration party. Can't leave my team hanging now, can I?
Like Rajesh said, at the end of the day, it is believers who believe. He was a man of history, a man who knew that he could prove points, that maybe Mahabharata didn't exist, maybe this Dwarka wasn't the one in Krishna's Dwarka. But he chose to be a man of faith as well, to preserve thousands of those who look up to Dwarka today as a pilgrimage site. Well, I wonder what other stories are hidden in this book. If you do too, join us in our next podcast to listen to some more stories from excavators and travelers from all around the world. While I read the other stories, you can like, share, and subscribe to our content and keep our faith strong. Until the next time we meet you, we hope you're a little more adventurous and a lot more curious.